From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Peter Sagal, and this week we're reliving the funniest Wait, Wait moments from this year. So far, we've been featuring our roster of talented and hilarious panelists, without whom Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me would be, well, about 10 minutes long. Right now, we're going to take a break, though, from our panelists to showcase the game Not My Job. Every week, we ask a famous person to come on and answer absolutely silly questions about a topic they're not expected to know anything about. Often, we feature professional comedians on Not My Job, Sarah Silverman and Billy Connolly, among many others. But it's especially great when the guest surprises us with their sense of humor. That was the case in May, when we traveled to Washington, D.C., and were honored to be joined by the mayor of the District of Columbia, His Honor Anthony Williams. We asked him about the embarrassment he faced when he ran for a second term. You actually, I mean, you were very successful first term. You had a little bit of difficulty getting reelected because of the difficulty with your petition, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I was a president of a group called National League of Cities, and I went all over the country speaking about voting rights in Washington and the success we've had in Washington in so many different ways. But then when everybody got all excited about all my accomplishments, and I said, before you think I've done everything right, imagine what it would be like. I mean, talk about want to get away. Imagine it's your birthday, July 28th, you wake up in the morning, you've raised $3 million, you are running unopposed, and somehow or another you have managed not to get yourself on the ballot. That is very, very difficult.
Hold it, wait a minute. You woke up in the morning, you had $3 million and no opponent, and this is a problem? I'm thinking Tahiti at that point.
Yeah. Well, it turns out there was some difficulty, of course, in some of the people who had been hired to gather signatures for you to get in the ballot. I think it, apparently Robin Hood didn't really live in the district.
I think
it was just...
Robin Hood was not on the petition. We did have Martha Stewart, Donald Rumsfeld, Elliot Ness, but not Robin Hood.
I think it just speaks to the breadth of your support, Mayor Williams. Right. I don't know what the problem
Mayor,
was.
Mayor, I've spent most of my life in Massachusetts. This is no hindrance to getting elected
exactly.
There. Come to the Commonwealth!
Well, you know what people always say is, I want to die in Chicago so I can remain politically active. So.
Yeah. I got to ask you about this. I don't know if you're going to think of it when all is said and done as your finest achievement as mayor, but I think many people will say it's the fact that you brought baseball back to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, people say you're walking around with this hat all the time, and I'm saying, you know what, we're in this thing for $611 million. You're damn right I'm wearing that hat.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I've never seen a $600 million baseball hat before.
This is a very expensive baseball cap.
Mayor Anthony Williams, we're delighted to have you with us. We've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You are Serdar Saparamurat Turkmenbashi the Great, leader of all Turkmen.
Now, in this
don't
game, of course...
Don't mess with my nukes. Leave my nukes alone. Okay.
In this game, we ask our guests about things they don't know anything about, so... Seeing as you're the mayor of Washington, D.C., we figured we'd ask you questions about having real power. Not his fault.
We ever had an audience that hissed before? This is great.
Oh, no. So we take you to Turkmenistan, led since its independence from the old Soviet Union by Saparmurat Niyazov, a former Communist Party hack, who now calls himself Turkmenbashi, father of all the Turkmen. We're going to ask you three questions about the man whose gold statue in the center of town always turns to face the sun. If you get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice, on their home answering machine. So, Carl, who is Mayor Williams playing for?
Peter, the mayor is playing for Catherine Dick of Ashton, Maryland.
All right. Here's your first question. Like Stalin before him, Turkmenbashi likes to name things after himself. But he didn't just settle for a town. He gave his own name to which of these? A, the direction left, as in take a ride on Elm and then a Turkmenbashi on Main. B, the month of January, as in my car payment is due in the 12th of Turkmenbashi. Or C, God, as in, oh, my Turkmenbashi, I dropped that on my foot.
If one of these is true.
I believe it would be. Most dictators usually name the calendar after themselves. So I would say B.
Did you say B January?
B.
You're right, sir.
Hey.
The month of January in Turkmenistan is now known as Turkmenbashi, and April showers are now Gurban Solte Ece showers, because he named that month after his mother.
When the Turkmenistan Times criticizes him, is it Turkmenabashi bashing?
I don't think that ever happens, Charlie.
But it probably happens once, I would think. Yeah, everyone gets one crack at it.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Of course, like anybody would, Turkmenbashi likes himself some holidays. In fact, he's instituted one new holiday just to celebrate one of his personal enthusiasms. Is it A, the Turkmen Melon Holiday, to celebrate his favorite fruit? B, the National Turkmenistan Day of Croquet? Or C, the National Turkmen Salute to David Hasselhoff?
No, I would say it's A, his favorite fruit.
You're right again.
Hey.
You seem to have an odd connection to the way these dictators think.
You know, when you're a mayor, you kind of lean toward the one branch of government approach.
I guess so. This national
I'm just military. Kidding. I'm just kidding. I like the three branches. It's good.
When you're president, you sort of do that too, actually.
It's National Melon Day. He really loves melons. Under his rule, Turkmenistan also celebrates something called the Drop of Water is a Grain of Gold holiday on April 6th. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Gurban Solte Ece 6th. If you get this one right, you'll go perfect, which is impressive. Last question. Turkmenbashi likes to make rules for the betterment of his nation. Like which of these? A, news anchors cannot wear makeup, so it's easier to tell the men from the women. B, all men must wear black-brimmed hats so they have something to tip at passing ladies. Or C, pogo sticks are banned throughout the country because they make him queasy.
I would go with the Turkmenistan's probably an Islamic country, right? So I would go with it. The B, you got to tip your hat.
You got to tip your hat, you think?
Yeah, would that be B?
That would be polite. That would be B. Is that your choice?
B. Yeah, B. I'd say B.
No, it was A, news anchors can't wear makeup.
Oh,
man.
Apparently one night the father of all Turkmen thought a female anchor was a man or vice versa, became perturbed, and let it be known throughout the land that
there goes Britt Hume's vacation home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
Carl, how did Mayor Williams do in our quiz?
The mayor did well, Peter. He had two correct answers, so he wins our prize for Catherine Dick. Congratulations.
Well done. Congratulations. I'm going to ask you to compare bringing baseball to Washington, winning this game, which is better?
Oh, man. I mean, winning this game is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I'm a politician. I mean, of course I'm going to say this is the greatest thing that ever happened. It's like someone on a show yesterday asked me, they were talking to me about Africa, and they were saying, what's your favorite country? And I'm saying, I'm a politician. I never say what my favorite country is. People ask me, what's your favorite restaurant in Washington? A politician's never going to say their favorite restaurant. They're going to say, oh, all the restaurants are great. I love all my restaurants, you know.
Right.
Right. So this is my favorite show. I've always loved this show.
And I just got to say, Mayor Williams.
You can't listen to us. Don't listen to us.
You're my favorite guest ever. Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Anthony Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The mayor of the District of Columbia. Thank you so much for that.
Great to have you.